If we can't live in peace, then let's die in peace. We've been so betrayed. We have been so terribly betrayed. But we tried, and just Jack beam off and said, I don't know where he's at right this moment. Hey, Jack. He said, if this only worked one day, it was worthwhile. What's going to happen here in a matter of a few minutes means that one of those people on that plane is going to shoot the pilot. I know that. I didn't plan it, but I know it's going to happen. I'm going to shoot that pilot, and down comes that plane into the jungle. And we end up not having any of our children left once over because they are shooting here on us. So it's just as plain as I know how to tell you, I've never lied to you. I never have lied. I know that's what's going to happen. That's what he intends to do. And he will do it. He'll do it. Fortunately, being so bewildered with many, many pressures on my brain, seeing all these people behave so treasonous, it was just too much for me to put together. But I now know what he was telling me. It'll happen. If the plane gets in the air, he will. So, my opinion is that be kind to children and be kind to seniors and take the potion like they used to take in ancient Greece and step over quietly because we are not committing suicide. It's a revolutionary act. We can't go back. They won't leave us alone. They're now going back to tell more lies, which means more congressmen. And there's no way, no way we can survive. Anybody? Anyone that has any dissenting opinion, please see. Yes. You can have an opportunity, but if our children are left, we're going to have them butchered. We can make a strike, but we'll be striking against people that we don't want to strike against. We'd like to get people who cause this stuff, and if some people here are prepared to know how to do that, to go in town and get Timothy Stone, but there's no plane. There's no plane. You can't catch a plane in time. He's responsible for it. He brought these people to us. He and Deanna Merle. The people in San Francisco will not be idle over this. They'll not take our death in vain. Yes, Christine?
Is it too late for Russia?
Here's why it's too late for Russia. They killed. They started to kill. That's why it makes it too late for Russia. Otherwise, I said, Russia, you bet your life. But it's too late. I can't control these people. They're out there. They're gone with their guns. And it's too late. And once we kill anybody, at least that's what I've always put my lot with you. If one of my people do something, it's me. And they say, I don't have to take the blame for this, but I don't live that way. They say, deliver up Ujjah, who tried to get the man back here. Ujjah, whose wife, mother has been lying on him and trying to break up his family, and they've all agreed to kill us by any means necessary. You think I'm going to deliver them, Ujjah? Not on your life. No. No, you're not going. I'm not going. You're not going. I can't live that way. I cannot live that way. I've lived for all and I'll die for all. I've been living on hope for a long time, Christine, and I appreciate you've always been a very good agitator. I like agitation because you got two sides of an issue, or two sides of a question. What those people are going to get done and what they get through will make our life worse than hell. Will make the Russians not accept us. They get through lying. They throw so many lies between there and that truck that we are done in as far as any other alternative.
Well, I said let's make an airlift to Russia. That's what I say. I don't think nothing is impossible.
How are you going to airlift to Russia?
Well, I thought they said if we got an emergency, they gave you a code to let them know.
No, they gave us the code that they let us know of an issue, not us creating an issue for them. That doesn't mean if they thought the country coming down, they create, they give us the code. They give us the code. We can check on there and see if it's on the code. And check with Russia to see if they'll take us in a minute. Otherwise, we die. I don't know what else you say to these people. But to me, death is not a fearful thing. It's living is treacherous. I have never seen anything like this before in my life. I've never seen people take the law and do in their own hands and provoke us and try to purposely agitate murder of children. There's no use, Christine. It's not worth living like this. Not worth living like this.
I think that there were too few who left for 1,200 people to give them their lives for those that left.
You know how many left?
20-odd. That's a small amount.
20-odd. But what's going to happen when they don't leave? I hope that they could leave, but what's going to happen when they don't leave?
You mean the people here?
Yeah, what's going to happen to us when they don't leave, when they get on a plane and the plane goes down?
I don't think that's going to happen.
You don't think it will down? I wish I could tell you you were right, but I'm right. There's one man there who blames, and rightfully so, David Blakey for the murder of his mother. And he'll stop that pilot by any means necessary. He'll do it. That plane will come out of the air. There's no way you fly planes out of pilot.
I wasn't speaking about that plane. I was speaking about planes for us to go to Russia.
To Russia? You think Russia's going to want... No, not going to... You think Russia's going to want us with all this stigma? We had the value, but now we don't have any value.
Well, I don't see it like that. I mean, I feel like that as long as there's life, there's hope. That's my feeling.
Well, not everybody dies. Some place that hope runs down because everybody dies. I haven't seen anybody yet didn't die. And I like to choose my own kind of death for a change. I'm tired of being tormented to hell. That's what I'm tired of. Tired of it. 1,200 people's lives in my hands, and I certainly don't want your life in my hands. I'm going to tell you, Christine, without me, life has no meaning. I'm the best friend you'll ever have. One, I have to pay. I'm standing with you, Jara. I'm standing with those people. They're part of me. I can detach myself. My journey is just detach myself. No. I never detach myself from any of your troubles. I've always taken your troubles right on my shoulders. And I'm not gonna change right now. It's too late. I've been running too long. I'm not gonna change now. Maybe the next time you get to go to Russia, the next time around. What I'm talking about to now is the dispensation of judgment. This is the revolutionary, suicide council. I'm not talking about self-destruction. I'm talking about what? We have no other road. I will take your call. We will put it to the Russians. And I can tell you the answer now because I'm a prophet. Call the Russians and tell them to see if they'll take us.
I said I'm afraid to die.
I don't think you are.
But I look at our babies and I think they deserve to live.
I agree.
You know?
But also they deserve much more than their peace.
We all came here for peace.
And have we had it?
No.
I tried to give it to you. I've laid down my life practically. I've practically died every day to give you peace. And you still not had any peace. You look better than I've seen you in a long while. But it's still not the kind of peace that I want to give you. What is the fool who continues to say that you're winning when you lose? Win one, lose two. What? I didn't hear you, ma'am. You have to speak up. That's a sweet thought. Who said that? come on up and speak it again. And they say, what did you say about Tatanga? It's taking off. No plane is taking off. It's suicide. They have done it. Stone has done it. Somebody ought to do it. Somebody. Can they talk? Can they not talk to themselves? You see, the stone does not get by with its infamy. This is infamy. He has done the thing he wanted to do. That was destroyed.
When we destroy ourselves, we're defeated. We let them, the enemy, defeat us.
Did you see we have to fight no more forever?
Yes, I saw that.
Did you not have some sense of pride and victory in that man? That he would not subject himself to the will and whim of people who tell him that they're going to come in whenever they please and push into our house. Come when they please, take who they want to, talk to who they want to. Is that living? That's not living to me. That's not freedom. That's not the kind of freedom I saw.
But I think where they made their mistake is when they stopped to rest. If they had gone on, they would have made it. But they stopped to rest.
It's over, sister. It's over. We made that day. We made a beautiful day. And let's make it a beautiful day. That's right.
We win when we go down. Tombstone has nobody else to hate. He has nobody else to hate. Then he'll destroy himself. I'm speaking here not as the administrator speaking as a problem today. I wouldn't step in this deep talk so serious if I didn't know what I was talking about. There's any way to call back the immense amount of damage that's going to be done. But I cannot separate myself from the pain of my people. You can't either, Christine, if you stop to think about it. You can't separate yourself. We've walked too long together.
I know that, but I still think, as an individual, I have a right.
You do? I'm listening.
What I think, what I feel. And I think we all have a right to our own destiny as individuals.
Right.
And I think I have a right to choose mine, and everybody else has a right to choose theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Oops.
I'm not criticizing. What's that? That's the day. That's what many people live today in their lives.
I think I still have a right to my own opinion.
I'm not taking it from you. I'm not taking it from you.
Christine, you're only standing here because he was here in the first place. So I don't know what you're talking about, having an individual life. Your life has been extended to the day that you're standing there because of him.
Well, it's back there. She has much right to speak to anybody else, too. What'd you say, Luby? You'll regret it this very day if you don't die. You'll regret it if you don't die. You don't die. You'll regret it.
Too many people.
I saved them. I saved them, but I made my example. I made my expression. I made my manifestation, and the world was ready, not ready for me. Paul said, I was a man born out of due season. I've been born out of due season just like all we are, and the best testimony we can make is to leave this goddamn world.
I'm not talking. Will you let her let me talk? Would you make her sit down and let me talk while I'm on the floor, or let her talk?
Telling me what to do. Here he is. I'm listening to you. You asked me about Russia. I'm right now making a call to Russia. What more do you suggest? I'm listening to you. If Russia gives me one slight bit of encouragement, I just now instructed them to go there and do that.
Everybody, hold it.
William,
come hold it.
Lay down your burdens. I'm going to lay down my burdens down by the riverside. So we lay them down here in the side of Guyana. What's the difference? No man didn't take our life right now. They have taken it. But when they start start parachuting out of the air. They'll shoot some of our innocent babies. I'm not lying, I don't want to stick to this, but they gotta shoot me to get through to some of these people. I'm not letting them take you, Charles. Can you let them take you, Charles? What's that?
You want to see John?
I want to see.
Are you saying that you think he thinks more of them than other children do?
John,
that's what you're saying.
So you're acting. Do you think I'd put John's life above others? If I put John's life above others, I wouldn't be standing with his job. I'd send John out, and he'd go out on the driveway tonight.
Because he's young, there you go.
I know, but he's no different to me than any of these children here. He's just one of my children. I don't prefer one above another. I don't prefer him above you, Jara. I can't do that. I can't separate myself from your actions or his actions. If you've done something wrong, I'd stand with you. If they wanted to come and get you, they'd have to take me.
And we're all ready to go. If you tell us we have to keep our lives now, we're ready. I'm pretty sure all the rest of the brothers are with me.
A month I tried to keep this thing from happening, but I now see it's the will of sovereign being that this happened to us. That we lay down our lives in protest against what's being done. We lay down our lives to protest in what's being done. The criminality of people, the cruelty of people. Who walked out of here today? Did you notice who walked out? Mostly white people. Mostly white people walked. I'm so grateful for the ones that didn't, those who knew who they are. But there's no point to this. We are born before our time. They won't accept us. And I don't think we should sit here and take any more time for our children to be endangered. Because if they come after our children and we give them our children, then our children will suffer forever. I have no quarrel with you coming up. I like you. I personally like you very much.
People get hostile when you try to...
Oh, well, some people do. But then you just some people do. Put it that way. I'm not hostile. You had to be honest, and you say that if you wanted to run, you'd have run with them, because anybody could have run today, they would want to. I know you're not a runner. And I your life's precious to me. It's as precious as John's. And I do with weight and justice and judgment. I've waited against all evidence.
That's all
I've
got to say.
What comes now, folks? What comes now?
Everybody hold!
Stay peace. What's coming? Don't let this. Just take dry on down to the east house.
Everybody be quiet, please.
We've got some respect for our lives.
That means sit down.
I tried so very, very hard. I'm trying over here to do it. What could happen in Los Angeles? Who is it? Get Dwyer out of here before something happens to him. Dwyer? I'm not talking about you, Jar. I said Dwyer. Nobody gonna take you, Jar. I'm not letting them take you, Jar. Get in, folks. It's easy. Yes, my love.
At one time, I felt just like Christine felt. But after today, I don't feel anything because the biggest majority of the people that live here were white. And I know it really hurt my heart. Because
broke your heart, didn't it?
It broke my heart to think that all of these years that these white people have been with us, and they're not a part of us. So we might as well end it now, because I don't see.
Anyway, they invaded our privacy, they came into our home, they followed 6,000 miles away. The Red Brigade chose them justice, the congressman's dead. Please get us some medication. It's simple, there's no convulsions with it, it's just simple. Just please get it before it's too late. The GDF will be here. I tell you, get moving. Don't be afraid to die. If these people land out here, they'll torture some of our children here. They'll torture our people. They'll torture our seniors. We cannot have this. Are you going to separate yourself from whoever stopped the Congress? I don't know who shot it. Speaker Pete and those had a right to go, and they had a right to... How many are dead? Oh, God. Patty Parks is dead.
Two of the others to endure long enough in a third place to write about the goodness of Jim Jones.
I don't know how in the world they're going to write about us. It's just too late. It's too late. The congressman's dead. The congressman's aide's dead. Many of our traitors are dead. They're all laying out. They're dead. I didn't, but my people did. My people did. They're my people. And they've been provoked too much. They've been provoked too much. What's happened here has been too... This has been an act of provocation.
Anyway, it's possible to have them to give Ted something to take him. I'm satisfied, okay?
Okay.
So, anyway, you can have them to give Ted something so he won't have to let him go through, okay? And I'm satisfied.
That's right. Ted, yes. Yeah, yes.
And I appreciate you for everything. You're the only, and I appreciate you.
Please, can we hasten with that medication? You don't know what you've done. High five. Medication here, you got to move.
Yeah.
Marcel, what part of
you? You have to move, and the people that are standing there in the aisle, those in the radio room yard, but everybody get behind the table and back this way, okay? There's nothing to worry about. Everybody keep calm and try and keep your children calm. And the older children can help love the little children and reassure them. Crying from pain, it's just a little bitter tasting, but they're not crying out of any pain. Annie McGowan, can I please see you back?
So let me tell you about it. It might make a lot of you feel a little more comfortable. Sit down and be quiet, please. One of the things I used to do, I used to be a therapist. And the kind of therapy that I did had to do with reincarnation and past life situations. And every time anybody had the experience of going into a past life, I was fortunate enough through Father to be able to let them experience it all the way through their death, so to speak. And everybody was so happy when they made that step to the other side.
You can't step that way. It's the only way to step. That choice is not ours now. It's out of our hands.
If you have a body that's being taken, suddenly you have the kind of body that you want.
A little rest.
It feels good. It never felt so good. And I tell you, you've never felt so good how that feels.
I do hope that those attorneys will stay where they belong and don't come up with me. Why is it? What is it? It's hard. Only at first is it hard. It's hard only at first. Living, you're looking at death, it only looks to, living is much, much more difficult. Raising up every morning and not knowing what's going to be the night's bringing, it's much more difficult. It's much more difficult.
I just want to say something to everyone that I see that is standing around and crying. There's nothing to cry about. This is something we should all rejoice about. We should be happy about this. And all of us told us that we should cry when you're coming into this world. Well, when we're living and we're living in people, I think we should be happy about this. I was just thinking about Jim Jones. He just has suffered and suffered and suffered.
Child. I think it's humane. I want to go, I want to see you go, though. They can take me and do the thing, whatever they want to do. I want to see you go. I don't want to see you go through this hell no more. No more, no more, no more. We're trying, everybody relax. The best thing you do to relax, and you have no problem. You'll have no problem with the thing if you just relax.
The drinking here a great deal because of Jim Jones. And the way the children are laying there now, I'd rather see them laid like that than to see them have to die like the Jews did, which was pitiful anyhow. And I'd just like to thank Dad for giving us life and also death. And I appreciate the fact the way our children are going. Because like Dad said, when they come in, what they're gonna do to our children, they're gonna massacre our children. And also the ones that they take captive, they're gonna just let them grow up and be dummies like they want them to be. And not grow up to be a thinkers like the one and only Jim Jones. So I'd like to thank for an opportunity to let Jonestown be not what it could be, but what Jonestown is. Thank you, Dad.
It's not to be feared. It is not to be feared. It's a friend. It's a friend. You're sitting there. Show your loved one. Let's get calm. We have nothing we can do. We can't separate ourselves from our own people. For 20 years laying in some old rotten nursing home. Taking us through all these anguish years. They took us and put us in chains, and that's nothing. There's no comparison to that, to this. They robbed us of our land, and they've taken us and driven us, and we tried to find ourselves. We tried to find a new beginning, but it's too late. You can't separate yourself from your brother and your sister. No way I'm gonna do it. I refuse. I don't know who fired the shot. I don't know who killed the congressman. But as far as I'm concerned, I killed him. You understand what I'm saying? I killed him. He had no business coming. I told him not to come. To die? No way for us to die. We must die with some dignity. Soon we'll have no choice. Now we have some choice. You think they're going to allow this to be done and allow us to get by with it?
It's been saved.
Children, it's just something to put you to rest.
Oh, God.
Mother, 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 please. Mother, please, please, please. Don't do this. Don't do this. down your life with your child, but don't do this. Free at last. See, keep your emotions down. Keep your emotions down. Children, it will not hurt if you'll be quiet. If you'll be quiet. It's never been done before, you say. It's been done by every tribe in history. Every tribe facing annihilation. All the Indians of the Amazon are doing it right now. They refuse to bring any babies into the world. They kill every child that comes into the world because they don't want to live in this kind of a world. So be patient, be patient. Death is... I tell you, I don't care how many screams you hear, I don't care how many anguish cries, death is a million times preferable to 10 more days of its life. If you knew what was ahead of you, you'd be glad to be stepping over tonight. Death is common to people. And the Eskimos, they take death in their stride. Must be dignified. It has to be dignified. If you're quick telling them they're dying, if you adults who stop some of this nonsense, adults, I call on you to stop this nonsense. I call on you to quit exciting your children when all they're doing is going to drive rest. I call on you to stop this now. If you have any respect at all, are we black, proud, and socialist, or what are we? Now stop this nonsense. Don't carry this on anymore. You're exciting your children. All over, and it's good. No sorrow that it's all over. I'm glad it's over. Hurry, hurry, my children, hurry. All I say, let's not fall into the hands of the enemy. Hurry, my children. Hurry, the seniors out here that I'm concerned about, hurry. I don't need my seniors to this mess. Quickly. Sisters. No more pain, Al. No more pain, I said, Al. No more pain. Jim Cobb is laying on the airfield bed at this moment. Remember, Oliver woman said she'd come over and kill me if her son didn't stop her. We need the people, the peddlers, to hate. All we're doing is laying down our life. We're not letting them take our life. We're laying down our life. We're taking their lives. We just want peace.
All I'd like to say is that my so-called parents are filled with so much hate. And treachery. I think you people out here should think about how your relatives was and be glad about that the children are being laid to rest. And all I can say is I thank Dad for making me strong to stand with it all and make me ready for it.
Thank you. Uncle Jim, all that you're taking a drink to take to go to sleep. That's what death is, sleep. Whatever, I'm tired of it all.
The only thing he could have ever done, the most loving thing all of us could have done. And it's been a pleasure walking with all of you in this revolutionary struggle. No other way I would rather go than give my life for socialism, communism. And I thank Dad very, very much.
Dad's love and mercy, goodness and kindness, and bring us to this land of freedom. His love, his mother was the advance guard to socialism. And his love and his mercy, should go on forever under the field.
Where is the bat? Where's the bat? With the green seeds?
Go on forever under the field. Thank you, Dad.
The bat with the green seed, please. Bring it here so the adults can begin. Beg you, don't fail to follow my advice. You'll be sorry.
Be sorry.
That we do it and that they do it. Trust you, but you have to step across. We used to think this world's not our home, but it sure isn't.
sure you're saying it sure wasn't. But he doesn't want to tell me all he's doing. If he will tell them, assure these children, some people assure these children of the relaxation of stepping over to the next plane. We've set an example for others. We've touched 1,000 people so we don't like the way the world is. Take our life from us. We laid it down. We got tired. We didn't commit suicide. We came in an act of revolutionary suicide protesting the conditions of an inhumane world.